April 4, 2021. Easter Sunday. 2020 was a year that we will never forget. We went through so much in our lives because of the pandemic, we suffered spiritually, physically, economically, and psychologically. We had so much to worry about, think about, and take care of. We had so many questions for God and felt like He has abandoned and forgotten us. We even felt like He was punishing us for our sins. We ask so many questions with little or no answer or response. We started this year 2021 confused, scared, and worried, not knowing what this year will bring, but hoping for the best. But all these struggles and worries we encountered in the past year of 2020 never stopped us or hindered us from coming closer to God. Actually, it helped us seek God all the more and deepen our faith in Him, because we found solace, hope, tranquility, and peace in Him. We began our Lenten journey this year in fear and with doubts in our minds, but we persevered with hope in God's mercy, love, and grace on us. We tried our possible best to answer our call to discipleship and fulfill our Lenten practices by repenting from our sins, by reconciling ourselves with God through the sacrament of reconciliation, and by renewing our lives to be better Christians and disciples of Christ. Saint Peter, in today's first reading from the Acts of the Apostles 10:34a–37–43, tells us of all that Jesus went through to grant us salvation, and today, he, Saint Paul, testifies of and bears witness to the risen Christ. We have really come a long way from all we have been through to be where we are today, but today's celebration of Easter reminds us that humanity's darkness has been replaced with the light of our risen Lord Jesus Christ. The Exultet, the proclamation of Easter which we heard yesterday at the Holy Saturday Vigil Mass, reminded us to rejoice with the Church triumphant, that is the Church in heaven, because Christ has broken the prison bars of death and rose victorious from the underworld, and we have been reborn. This proclamation, my dear friends, while emphasizing that the light of Christ has risen in glory to dispel the darkness of our hearts and minds, states that Christ has dispelled our wickedness, washed away our faults, restored innocence to the fallen, brought joy to mourners, driven out hatred, and fostered concord in our lives and in our world. To this, Saint Paul in his letter to the Colossians 3:1-4, today's second reading, urges us, stating, "Brothers and sisters, if then you were raised with Christ, seek what is above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God." My brothers and sisters, it is time to seek what is above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. So let us rejoice even in these trying and dark times of the world, because our Lord Jesus Christ has risen from the dead. Let us also rejoice and be glad, because the resurrection of Christ is a powerful call for us to go out and proclaim the good news to the world, to be the light of Christ to others in this time of darkness, and to carry that light of Christ to others in our world today. Amen. Happy Easter to you all. For more, visit us at www.revfico.com. Remain Godful and stay blessed.